Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in Siman Shin Gimel. Today, we are doing page Tzadi Beis. So we left off at the very end of the previous page. We are up to Se'if Yud Ches. Se'if Yud Ches is a very long Se'if, and says the Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yud Ches. Kol sha'asu chacham matzis bo l'rishus harabim, matzis l'asis bo l'chatzar she'enu ma'orev hez. That anything you're not allowed to go out with to rishus harabim, you're also not allowed to go out with into a chatzar that does not have an eruv chutz, mikavul upeya nachris, except for the, I think Kovel was the choker, and the Peya Nachris is like a shetel type of thing. Dainu Kliya Ser Shekala B'toch Sara, some hair that's woven or braided into her hair. Those are the only exceptions. Those you're allowed to go out into a chatzer that does not have an Eruv. If you look in the Mishmura, Siv Katan Nun Ches, Lotzeis Bo L'chatzer, Hainu Mi Bayis L'chatzer. When we say to go out into the chatzer, it means from the house into the chatzer. V'uadin Shlo L'skashi B'n L'chatzer Gufa, K'shein Ma'arevis Mishum D'dami L'rushus Arabim. But by the same token, if the chatzer doesn't have an Eruv, even if you put it on in the chatzer, it's a problem. But these things, you're allowed to go out into a chatzer that has an eruv, and certainly in the house itself, because that would not be a problem at all. Chutz mikavul, we said, who keepa shel tzemer shebesiv gimel? Oh, it wasn't the choker. The kavul is the small woolen hat that we had in Siv Gimel. V'uadin itztema hakosuf sham v'atam sheitir tachshit meilu kadei shel tiskan al baila im lo tiskashi klal. And the reason that they're allowed to wear these things was because they would look really bad if they didn't wear these things, and we don't want a woman to look unattractive to her husband. Kliya seir, tolush, it's detached hair, shetzovarta al sa'ara milamayla, that she sort of piles on top of her hair, kateshitra bala seir, so she should look like her hair isn't thinning, she should look like she has a full head of hair. Back in the Shulchan Aruch on the second line, v'yesh omrim, dekol sha'asu latzeis bo afilu liskashit bo babayis aser. And there's a second opinion that says, anything you're not allowed to go out to in Rishus Rabbim, you're not even allowed to put on in your house. And certainly you're not allowed to go into any chatzar, even if the chatzar has an eruv. So a very, very extreme opinion. The first opinion was, you're just not allowed to go into a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv, but a chatzar that does have an eruv is mutter to go out with all these things. Second opinion is, you're not even allowed to wear it in your house. Chutz mi kavul upeya nachris, except for the kavul and the peya nachris, except for the little woolen hat and the peya nachris. V'yesh omrim, in the third shita, shakol mutalatzis bo chatzar afilu eino mu'ureves. The most mekel shita, you can go out with anything, even to a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. V'idna nashi did, not to rishus rabim, but to a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. V'idna nashi didon nagu latzis bechol tachshitin. Nowadays, women have the practice that they go out with any tachshit, any piece of jewelry. You never heard a woman in a city that doesn't have an eruv say, am I allowed to wear my necklace? Am I allowed to wear my bracelet? You have to look in Shulchan Aruch. What's the kavul? What's the this, that? They just wear everything. V'yesha amrum, Dimidina Asura. So we have to explain this minhag. So some say, yeah, it's Asur. Alakim Shalal Yishma Mutav Shishog Goes Valya Mezidos. But good luck convincing a woman not to wear these things. So therefore we say, let her be Shogeg and just let her remain ignorant of the halacha. And that way at least she'll be a Shogeg and not amazing. V'yesh Alim Dualayim Zuchus. And some have a Limud Zuchus. Lomar Shein Noah Goes Kain Al Pisvara Achron Shakasafti. And they say that they're following the last opinion that we had quoted, Shalal Asur Lotzis Bitachshid Nulchatzar Sheinim Ureves, which had said that she's allowed to go into a chatzah that does not have an eruv. Now, that's not exactly what the women are doing. The women are going much more than to a chatzah that doesn't have an eruv. They're going into the street. So what's the street nowadays? So we're assuming, well, it's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, so it's not much worse than a chatzah that doesn't have an eruv. And if it's not much worse than a chatzah that doesn't have an eruv, maybe they're relying on that opinion. Since we don't have a real Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa where there are Shishim Ribo people every day, so it's every Rishus HaRabim is like a Carmelist Medino, ki chatzar sheinu mu'reves u'mutter. And maybe it has a din like a chatzar sheinu mu'reves and is mutter. V'yesh omrim otam lahatir. And some give another reason to be matir. Da'achshav shchichi tachshitin v'yotzen ben af pechol. V'lekal lemecha shtum l'shol falmach v'kumo b'yameim sholi regil notzis ben rakav shabbos lov v'shchichi. That the whole concern with going out with these pieces of jewelry is she's going to be so enamored with this piece of jewelry and so excited about it that if she sees a friend, she's going to take it off and show it off to people and she's going to come to carry it. But nowadays, women wear jewelry. We're so rich, women even wear jewelry during the week. So it's not only something that's reserved for Shabbos, so we're not concerned that she's going to be so excited that she's going to want to show it off to everybody. Let's see the Mishmaru. Chutz mi kavul, sifan samachalv, demutter b'kol chatzah kadei shol tiskan al baila, which we said is mutter, no matter what, even if a chatzah doesn't have an eruv, so that she doesn't look unattractive to her husband. Vayin beragrash, mitzadid kadei rishona. Beragrash holds like the first opinion. So we said, no gulatzeis, women have the minug that they go out with everything. everything. Hainu afilu b'rishas harabim shalanu, even in an area that we call rishas harabim. V'achar kachozer mechaber levaro this minig hazeh, and then the mechaber goes on to explain, like we just saw, what the basis of this minig is. The yesha amru de medina asirus afilu natar mechatz sheinu moravis halo rishas harabim shalanu afilu imnomar de'enel avdin rishas harabim machma shein shishim ribo bokin bo b'chol yom kedigla amidbar halolo gria al kol panami karmelis b'zman hashas, that some say that it's just us, because even though we allow a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv, our shesarab may be a karmelis, but it is not a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv, it's a karmelis. V'lo matzinu b'gemara shum deya shamatir b'karmelis, and there is no opinion in the Gemara that allows a woman to go out with these things into a karmelis. That was the first opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that there's no limud zchus, it's just usher, and women just won't listen. V'yesh limud zchus, and some had a limud zchus to keep in the hashal asr rishasram klal l'kama poskim v'lekalim v'gzarat rishasarabim, since there is, granted the Gemara never was matir or karmelis, but that's because there existed a thing called the Rishas Rabim. So there had to be gozer a karmelis atu Rishas Rabim. The second opinion says, well, nowadays we don't even have such a thing called the Rishas Rabim. So you're not going to make a gzeira atu Rishas Rabim. Damya hai karmelis shalanu linyan zelu chatzar she'enu mu'reves b'sharia. And therefore our karmelis is like ver chatzar she'enu mu'reves. Zeu bir divrei Shulchan Aruch la'mayin b'veis Yosef af shalosh n'dachu k'tzas. He says, I know it may not look like that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, but trust me, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. That's what he's quoting. And then we have the Ramaz, third kula, which is that nowadays women have so much jewelry. Weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, umiu tabas sheyesh aleha chosum le'ish v'shein aleha chosum le'ish, but a woman wearing a ring, a signet ring with a signet on, and a man wearing a ring that has no signet, ditran b'chayiv chatas, where the Mishnah says that it's a chiv doraisa af b'karmelis asar afilu l'didan. Then for us, it's going to be asar even in a karmelis. What in the kol ma'edit mar b'chayiv chatas? Anything that the Gemara says you chayiv chatas for, we have to at least asar in a karmelis. But v'yesh misha omer, there are those that say shebizman hazeh shenogu anoshim lotzis b'davah she'en ala achosam hareza lehem ketachshit v'shari, that nowadays that men very often go out with rings, men wear a wedding band or something like that, they'll go out with a ring that does not have a chosam, so maybe now it's the halach has changed and it's mutter for men based on the current styles ulefizeh, and according to that efshar dekiven that shenogu achshav anoshim lotzis b'davah she'en ala achosam. Why did women not wear signet rings? Because they were never involved in any business. Women are involved in all sorts of businesses, and they wear all sorts of signet rings. They sign on all sorts of legal documents nowadays. And therefore, maybe for a woman, it now takes on the status of a tachshit, and is taka going to be mutter? But when it comes to needles, women should only wear those needles that are necessary to keep their clothing together. The other needles, they will listen to us. Meaning the whole limud zchus was they're not going to listen, but other needles that don't actually hold their clothing together, they'll probably listen to that. That over there, when you're carrying it while you're wearing it, it's not a masa. And it's only an Issa Drabanan because you might come to show it off to someone. And that's why they were mekil in our type of Rosh Hashanah, which is really a karmelis. Sifkat and Samach Dalit, af the karmelis. What din dafilu b'chatzar aser? That anything you're not allowed to, when it says that you're not allowed to take it out even into a karmelis, this was going on what? When we said that anything that it says chayiv chatas, you're not allowed to take out even to a karmelis, it means even to a chatzar that doesn't have an eruv. So I raise that b'chidush Rabbi Kiveger Kosov. Da'af shein limchus b'zeh sheyesh al milismoch mikol makom bal nefesh yachshash mosholo latzis b'tavas klal vaynu chutz le'eruv. And even though we gave this svara about how men can really wear rings that don't have a signet and women can really wear rings that do have a signet b'zman hazeh, Rabbi Kiveger says don't rely on that. So I reyu lahen ayin ulfimash kosov b'tchila al pi svara achronu d'b'tachshit muteres. But if you hold that a tachshit is mutter, then they could go out with such things. Umikal makom. But then the Shulchan Aruch had said, but not with needles that are not functional. Ratzalomar afilu l'kolas svaros hamikilin. Even according to all the different opinions that we quoted that are mekil, haynu rak b'davar shu tachshit v'lo b'davar sheino tachshit. It's only for something that is a tachshit of some sort, that is some sort of ornament that is beautiful. Ulefichach mashi to besif tas machad amadus akshurim. So the fact that we allow wearing a needle to hold the clothing together, lo yiyoser machdin b'tzeifa mikdei atzorich la amadus akshurim. She shouldn't have more needles than then is necessary. Because if it doesn't serve that function, it's not a takshut at all. As we explained in Sif Tes. Now, Sif Yud Tes, a much shorter Sif. That we have to warn the women and tell them that they should not handle needles, not move the needles that the tip has been taken off or the tail of the needle has been taken off to put into their scarves. This is a mukta halacha, that a needle that doesn't have its normal parts to it is just a piece of metal, and as a piece of metal, it's not designated for anything, and therefore it's going to be muktzah, unless you had designated it prior to Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Samaches, Machat Shenital, Mairi B'machat She'inu Nekuva. We're talking about a needle that doesn't have a hole, it's not like a sewing needle, She'esh L'Kesher of Berosha, that has like a thick knot at one end. Vunikra oketz, that's the oketz of the needle, like it's like the head of a nail. Val yidei shenital mimena o shenital chuda nispat mimena shem keli. If you take that circular thing at the tip of the needle of the tailor's needles, if you take that off, or you take the tip of the needle off, the sharp edge of the needle off, so then it's not a kli anymore. Vayin magen avram shecholik al machaber svile dinehide b'macha nukuv nispat shem keli al yidei shenital chuda o chuda, that the magen avram says, granted, if it was a machat nekuva, it would lose its status as a kli if you took off these parts of the kilakaman simshin chasiv yiralf. But machat she'eino nekuva lo nisbatel shem kli mimena ad she'inat lushneihem. If it's a machat that's eino nekuva, that doesn't have a hole in it, then it's only going to lose its shem kli if you take off both the back end of the needle and the tip of the needle. Dainu chudo v'ukta, not one or the other. The Mechaber says one or the other. Umikol makom linyin yichud merav Shabbos l'kli alma mahani afil machat nekuva b'nit lushneihem. But whatever it is, if you're miyachid it before Shabbos to use it on Shabbos, so then it's not muksa. So then you're not going to have a problem, regardless of what what you took off. So let's review what we learned tonight. First, we said that there are three opinions about going out to a chatzer wearing something that cannot be worn in a Rosh Hashanah. Opinion number one is that if there's no Eruv in the chatzer, it's usser, with a couple of exceptions, for things that will make her look unattractive. Opinion number two is she can't even put them on at home, let alone go out into a chatzer, not even a chatzer murevis, and not even in her house. And opinion number three is she can do whatever she wants. She can go out even into a chatzer she'ena murevis with these things. Why do women go out even into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim with all sorts of tachshitin? Three opinions. Number one, they're wrong, but Mutav Shiyu Shog goes, we're not going to correct them because they're not going to listen anyway. Number two, since we hold its mutter in the chatzer she'enamu reves, we only ask her to karmelis because of a gezeira atu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim b'zman hazeh, so maybe there's no reason to be gozer on our Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is really a karmelis. And number three, that nobody shows them off anymore, and therefore that's the Ramaz Kula, and therefore there's no concern that she's going to take them off to show them off to other people because she has so much jewelry, she even wears jewelry during the week. Then the next point we learned is that the dinim of rings might have changed nowadays, now that women do business and men wear rings sometimes without a signet. And then we said that we shouldn't be makel on needles that are not necessary for the clothing, because women will tackle this into that. And the final thing we learned is a machlokas between the mechaber and the Magen Avram. If you have a machat that has only one end taken off and not the other end, does it lose its status of a kli? But for sure, if you were miyachid from before Shabbos, then it for sure does not lose its status as a kli. Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Si'if Chaf. Tomorrow also from a remote location, I think from the Rockley, if I'm not mistaken. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening.